There's always something happening on AM 1460 WVOX.
That's my station.
1460 WVOX.
Stephen Mayo, opposite me, my radio partner, Lou Feliciano.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
Just great. How are you doing?
Good. Very good.
Excellent. This is the Feliciano and Mayo Show, Mondays at 5:30 p.m. here at WVOX 1460 a.m. Great to be here. Last week, I thought we had a very interesting show covering mainly local things. We cover everything throughout the world of business and politics, and there's a lot of cooking right here in New Rochelle. Later that night, last week, there was the first meeting of the New Rochelle Republican Party in a very long time. I thought it was an impressive first effort. I think the movement of conservative Democrats and Republicans to take control of local government, let City Hall feel what it's like to be a citizen, a small property owner, a business owner, an entrepreneur. There's a lot of room for government. I'm not against government. I'm not a wild libertarian. I'm not a Randian like Ayn Rand. I think government has a very great and noble role in our country. Certainly, Lou, I think the federal government's first job, protect our borders and protect citizens around the world. Very important, should continue. But local government should do much of the rest of it, which includes streets and paving and police and education. And we don't see them doing it well. We see a lot of talk about nationalizing the problem, bringing the problem to Washington so those experts in the United States Congress and Senate can try their hand at it. I don't believe that. I think local government should be run by local people, as local as possible. And I think Republicans and conservative Democrats have a lot to add there, and I hope will be felt in the next electoral season. Lots of seats are up. But I think more important, Lou, for everything, is the Republican Party has to organize and start winning members from throughout New Rochelle, not just the white ethnic areas of West New Rochelle and the North End and everywhere else. We have to go to the communities of color, because I believe there's a lot of potential for our growth there. And I think if you had more of the regular people in our parties and being felt, not just these highly paid professional elites, which I believe run the Democratic Party, you'd see more meaningful and more effective local government. I believe the Republicans have a lot to do there, Lou.
I agree, and I want to add on to something what you're saying. In these local elections, these cities, New Rochelle, surrounding cities, there's no Democrat-Republican way of picking up garbage. There's no Democrat-Republican way of filling up potholes. These are the things, quality of life issues. These local cities around here, abortion shouldn't be the number one topic, where crime should be the number one topic. The streets, the safetiness for the kids or whatever, that should be the number one topic. Not abortion, what they're trying to do, like in the last election. If you remember, Steve, abortion was right up there. And I totally disagree with that. That's my opinion.
I think you're right. And I think while you're mentioning it, subjects that are of no import, New York State is an abortion-friendly state. I wouldn't even say friendly. It's fully embraced the idea. And I don't support abortion to its fullest limit. I do believe abortion should be legal and allowed, primarily, of course, to the bearers of this burden, women, a great deal of latitude on it. But I don't believe it should be the subject of local politics. It has no validity. It has no application here. This is a pro-abortion state, like it or not. There's much for local government to do. It has nothing to do with borders or abortion. It's called local schools, planning, zoning. You've got a New York State governor now who is presuming to take over local zoning and planning. Those are great traditions of our Republican democracy here in New York and throughout the country. And I do believe that initiative should be in the hands of locals. I don't care if they're Democrats or Republicans. I don't believe in these mandates or these executive orders, Lou,
Hochul is going to try to impose as much as she can, as long as the Republicans and the few sensible Democrats in Albany let her get away with it. I think we have to put our foot down and say, this is what we want from government, and here's what we have to offer. What does the public think? In any case, I believe we have a caller. Let me get to our next. Yes, very good. Our first caller. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Bruce. How are you?
Good. Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm agreeing with you 100%. And I think what you're seeing is the Democrats have determined that the hot button for them is abortion. Hasn't got anything to do with No Rochelle. The hot button for the Republicans, if they want to pick up especially the Latino vote, I think should be education. Because you got to look at your education stats as to what's going on. And you also have to look at what they're sneaking into education, which is the transgender horror that's going on. And I think that's your hot button issue for your local Republicans to grow the party is in the education area.
I think you're absolutely right. But the unfortunate truth here in Westchester, and I'm sure in many localities, is school board elections are at least nominally or on the surface nonpartisan. So what does that mean? Well, it doesn't restrain the Democrats one whit. They unleash all their forces and all their volunteers, as far as I know, legally, to influence school board elections. But Republicans, being lovers of law or formality or being just plain dumb, dumb from the neck up, I don't know. But I do think make it a level playing field. Either party involvement is allowed or it isn't, or it must be below the surface. But whatever it is, I do believe what you're saying, Bruce, is true. We must endorse traditional, universal, generic public education in the public schools. If you want something off the rails, if you want to teach the glories of transgenderism, have your way with it on your own dime, not on the public dime. And I believe if you poll most families, African-American, Spanish-speaking, Asian, as well as Caucasian and everything in the middle, you will find the vast majority of families believe that at least through middle school, there should be no political influence or indoctrination, not a hint of it.
Well, here's what I'm saying. This is what I'm doing is something different. I'm not asking to vote in the school board election. I'm asking them to join the Republican Party over the issue of education. I'm asking them that they are going to join with people, with like values, like protection of the children, and have them come into the Republican Party. Worry about your local election later. Get these people in groups where they think alike, protecting the children, educating the children, community safety. So bring them in on these large topics and then look for your voters later, but bring them into the fold of being educated about the values of the Republican Party, which are necessary now to keep the whole country together.
I think you're right. I generally agree with you. Lou wants to jump in, and I just want to add something when he's done. Go ahead, Lou.
All right. Hi, Bruce. How are you?
Good.
Bruce, I want to steal one of your lines, if you don't mind. The
please do.
Black Heart Award has to go to President Biden for this one. The Silicon Valley Bank went belly up, and he wants to be that he wants to make everybody's investment. Now, by law, FDIC covers $250,000 what they cover. He wants
that
to be.
Sounds familiar, yeah.
He wants to put that. Right now, that if you invested $1 million into bitcoins, we're going to refund you the whole $1 million. That's what they're talking about.
The cryptocurrency.
That's what they're talking about. Now, to me, that makes no sense at all because basically you're gambling when you enter the stock market, bitcoins, or any of these things. It's a gamble. It's a gamble. If it does good, you do good. But you shouldn't be rewarded or given back your money. For people, the banks are crowded now. The deficit is astronomical. For him to make statements like this is totally ludicrous.
Well, this becomes a criminal currency, not a cryptocurrency. When you're going to steal from the taxpayers and give it to the uber rich.
Yes.
This is nuts.
Who invested a bulk of those funds. You're absolutely right. But I'll tell you, I think you're right fundamentally, Bruce, beyond... just direct involvement in school board elections, whose legality is a little murky, I think some researchers do. But in the general sense, you're absolutely right. The Republicans, if they're serious and sensible, which are two long walks over on very long and skinny limbs, I think we have to recruit new membership and get younger voices and younger thoughts and newer thoughts from abroad, those who are immigrating here, legally, if you don't mind, everybody, and recruit them into the Republican Party that stands next to the Constitution. You hear too many Democrat left-wing activists, especially those who broadcast on WAMC, that's the Albany radio channel, Albany Public Radio, which live streams through various radio outlets. Public radio got some serious problems with, but too many Democrats don't stand with the Constitution. And I say to them, you don't like the Constitution, amend the thing. Stay with it. Bruce, you want to stay over the break?
Yeah, I do, because I have a comment on that.
Excellent. Hang on. This is the Lou and Steve Show right here on WVOX, Mondays, 5:30. Speak to you very soon. 914-636-0110 is the call number.
My love wants to have her fortune.
Metro Area's last great independent station, AM 1460, WVOX.
1460, WVOX.
My name is Steve Mayo. Opposite me, my radio partner, who will be lead hosting next week, Lou Felicione. We're with you Mondays at 5:30. To repeat, the call in number 914-636-0110. The station is two-way talk radio, local and true and privately owned. And I'm so proud to be associated with the great, free, constitution-advancing institution known as WVOX Radio, a real, to me, instrument of democracy. We're talking to Bruce. Bruce, I want to answer your point very briefly, and Lou wants to weigh in, but I think you raise a good point. Organization is fundamental. I think conservatives have to not worry about winning elections right away. They have to organize, develop a theme, take their words, put them into simple form, and expand it to the community. Because remember, most conservatives, and I hear I say Democrats and Republicans, are fighting the overwhelming edifice of national media companies. I don't have to recount to them the names, and the internet companies and the entire phalanx of left-wing leaning tech billionaire techno-oligarch organizations. We have to organize from the ground up. That's what we've always stood for. But I will tell you, to your point, reform of the school boards will come, and better people will run for office and with better organizations and followings when the state legislatures, Bruce and Lou, are forced to talk about the issues we're talking about. We shouldn't be fighting about this critical race theory and these advanced sexual gender matters when the House in Albany and the Senate in Albany, I guess the equivalent in Hartford, Connecticut, are talking about these issues too. But you know what? Most of those politicians are accustomed to just being reelected from safe districts. They don't want to touch these sensitive issues.
They don't care.
Yeah, we have to force it on them. That's where the money is controlled, and that's where the state boards of educations are based.
Well, nobody voluntarily touches a third rail, okay?
Right. Yep.
There's no sense getting zapped. Lou, you were going to say something, and then I have a follow-up.
Okay, here's what I want to say. We have to break the stereotype of the Republican Party. That's the number one thing here. You look at these shows like The View, the Reed Joy Reed Show, and all these other shows that are on TV, and the entertainment world, and the theater world, with the stereotype that they put for the Republican Party. We have to break that. We have to show more diversity. We have to show more. You got to colorize the picture here. Well, I think that's the biggest problem here, is because you're playing to these people's hand. And the Republican Party is nothing like that, but they stereotype it like that, which is totally wrong, which is hurting numbers. If you look at the voting rate from a kid that's 18 years old and votes for the first time, 85% of those kids vote Democrat. 85%, Bruce. They don't vote Republican until they reach 35 and 40 years old. So look at all those years that there's 85% compared to 10%. That's why the numbers keep escalating. We have to get more into the schools and have to show a more different Republican Party.
You know, are you reading off my notes, Lou? Okay,
I've been saying this for years on the radio, Bruce.
I know, I've been listening. So I got 2 points. First is, I think the Republican leadership may want to hire not a political consulting firm. I think they're corrupted. I think they have to hire a marketing firm, a general marketing firm, to reach out to people, to get them into this organization, to show them what it's all about, and spend 2-3 years building a Republican Party locally, but get help from somebody who knows how to do that.
That's a great idea.
Local consultant.
I think you're absolutely right.
And secondly, I'd like to say my Southern Research Department texted me, and she said we may have gotten the Bitcoin comments from Biden backwards. So we have to check on that.
Will do. Okay.
You got people listening all over. That's what's so funny now on the internet.
Yes.
You know, you're just all over the place.
No, that's a fair question.
Somebody to listen.
Very, very good point.
No, yeah, I will double check that. But I do know I was listening to the same broadcast here at the WVOX studios, and I did hear something about cryptocurrency investors being protected. Maybe we got our signals mixed up. Thank you, your Southern correspondent.
Maybe it's two different comments.
Yeah, thank
maybe
you.
Maybe it's two different comments, and one's not about the bank and the other is.
I've done that before. You know? Good point, Bruce. Thanks. Right.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thanks for pointing out my advancing age. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you. Thank you,
much
Bruce.
Much appreciated. Anyway, this is Stephen Liu here from WVOX 1460 AM, and we go now to Joanne.
Hi, you guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hi, Joanne.
So good, thank you. So I'll jump right in there and try to be quick. I totally agree with you, both of you, and with Bruce. And I think that just my thought on it quickly is that there is no place in our schools in this day and age, for sex or for religion. I think that it should be held off. It's none of their business to direct our children that way. It's totally wrong. That's for the parents and the home life.
Joanne, I'm glad you raised that point because you show your understanding of history, and it is a fact that the tradition of general instruction and universal and generic instruction is universal, and then there were people trying to bring religion into the classrooms, and that was fought and resisted. And I do believe in the beginning those forces may have been immigrant people. Here I'm speculating, maybe immigrant Catholic families who were new to these shores and were facing public education such as it existed with traditional, maybe Protestant, New England education. And I do believe the religious advocates at the time had a real issue. And then, of course, we know in the 60s, there was a great controversy over religion in schools where it was really being taught hard in schools, especially in the South. And I think there was a reaction against it. And I think you're right. The good guys won. We kept religious instruction out of the schools, public schools generally, even though I think there's nothing wrong talking about religions as a matter of history, as a matter of culture in the schools, but not advocating for any one religion.
Right, exactly. And to me, first and foremost, even, is sex. I don't want anyone teaching my children or grandchildren, I should say by now, with any of the garbage that they're trying to push on them now. If, in fact, they want to go that way, or we do as parents, or think it's fine, or advisable even, recommend it, we do it at home. The parents and the grandparents, I'm out of the picture now, the parents.
Of course.
That's it. You know what I mean? Okay, so.
Understood.
Moving on.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree, Joanne.
Joanne, Lou has something to say.
I agree with you, what you're saying. This is no place for this or whatever. They want to knock down buildings and change the building's name because it has the word Columbus on the school or whatever. Get rid of a school that's been here for years that people don't know that Columbus School was built, the original Columbus School was there when it used to be Dutch Hill. That's because the Knickerbocker Beer Company was on Webster Avenue. And the immigrants from Germany came here and settled in West Neuchâtel. Before it was Italians, it was called Dutch Hill. And what happens, they all went to Columbus School. Then the Italians came in the turn of the century, and the Italians came and became a very big Italian neighborhood. Now they want to close the schools there. I find it very ironic and very strange that you can get rid of the name of a school because all these bad things coming out about Christopher Columbus now, but we can have in our schools and we can have in our library drag queen things. meetings with drag queens for our kids. I think it's totally wrong here or whatever. You know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander here. If they want to knock Columbus, and I'm not saying he was perfect with all the things that they say about the man. If they want to knock that, you have to knock the other stuff too. You can't always whitewash everything to fit their occasion and whatever. And that's what's happening right now in the school systems. Steve, you would disagree?
And if there's a legitimate debate, if Columbus is to be questioned, and you're right, Lou, there is a history of him, the full history, and I've read most of the books in print about him. He had some shady aspects. The man was purely selfish and worse, but he was no demon. He was a man of the ages and a remarkable man of the ages. If there's more information to be revealed about him, let it be the subject of debates in the state legislatures. Don't leave it to school boards who hit or miss may cover these subjects. I do know, Joanne, in New Rochelle, the question of Columbus and Indigenous Peoples Day, which is the new, omnibus holiday for the day, was really, it's a legitimate subject. Let it be the subject of a community-wide debate. Take 6 months, have town hall meetings. It's a big subject. Joanne, you were saying, I'm sorry.
Right, exactly. No, totally agree. I totally agree with that. The other thing is, today I heard a show, and I won't mention what show it was, and I just thought it was ridiculous that they think that, look at me now, I'm losing her name, Stormy, what's her name there, is such a big deal with Trump. You know what? He wasn't president when that happened, right?
Yep.
He was not, am I correct with that, right?
I believe
that so. And what is what I say. So what? I really do say that. Because more importantly, and that was the big topic in the beginning of the whole show, about 20 minutes of, and then they got into, but come on,
look at Biden, what
came out over the weekend on Biden with China? They could confirm all that now. And you know what? Shouldn't we be concentrated? Trying to get away from the subject and the topic there.
Of course.
Now I heard today on the news they want to blame Trump now for this, the Silicon Valley bank and everything.
These are gross distortions. You know it's the media, a twisted, perverted view of our past and our future. And again, to your point, religious instruction has been technically, formally prohibited in our nation's schools, public schools, and other public institutions for hundreds of years now. And I think that's right. And I don't think that should be replaced by secular instruction, whether it be leftist, communist, fascist, or sexual freedom ideologies. Lou?
This is just politics being played here. This Stormy stuff is a bunch of bull. Let me tell you something. This Storm, all she is a bunch of passing bad wind. That's exactly what this Storm is doing.
Joanne,
we've come to one of our breaks, but you may stay over if you care to.
Just to say one more thing.
No problem at all. Don't explain. We'll be right back with Joanne and Lou and Steve here on the Steve and Lou Show, Mondays 5:30 here at WVOX. Keep your dial where it is. We'll be back with a lot of things.